Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and we continue with our theme of Irish golf courses. I've been bringing Americans over to Ireland, promoting golf courses in Ireland for a long time. Edward Doyle, who joins me now. Edward Doyle is the director of golf at Druids Glen and a place called Curraclough, which will open in April 2027, and they're in the southeast region of Ireland. Welcome to Sports Interview, Edward Doyle.
Thank you very much for having me, Anne.
And you're new to this operation here at Druids Glen in Curraclough. So first of all, tell us about your background before, you've been in the business for a long time.
I have. I've been in the business for 32 years now. I started out as a sort of bright-eyed golf assistant in Dublin and sort of worked through the ranks in Dublin golf clubs and resorts, head professional, head of golf course operations, and then obviously into director of golf roles now. So I've been at every stage with the PGA essentially, and that's manifested now in a wonderful role over these two resorts.
And Neville Hotel owned the properties, right? I remember playing Druids Glen a long time ago, two Parkland courses there, and Curraclough will be a links course.
Curraclough is a rarity. Curraclough is one of those rare finds. It's a links site that you literally never hear of in Ireland, getting a new links site. It's not a rebuild. It's not framing another a piece of land that was previously a golf course. It's brand new. So Curraclough Links is in County Wexford in southeast Ireland, which is again is a largely undiscovered part of the country for golfers travelling from North America. Most of the time, the corridors when golfers from North America come to Ireland are heading northeast or southwest. And so the southeast has been largely undiscovered. Prior to now, the European club, Pat Ruddy Course, which is just slightly north of our location, the Curraclough Links, it would have done a good job of trying to get people to come and play a good links golf course. That's now going to be redesigned, and it's going to become a world-class venue again. And then we're putting another world-class venue just south of that in Curraclough Links. So now we have two world-class links venues in County Wexford for people to come and visit within 30 minutes of one another. So
how far is Curraclough from British Bay?
Well, Curraclough is no more than 25 minutes from British Bay, so they're very close. They're very close indeed, and it's no more than 45 minutes from Druids Glen, which is where our other resort is, with two lovely golf courses and obviously a lovely hotel as well.
And talk about the designers of Curraclough.
So Dana Fry and Jason Straka, yeah. Just a little bit of history on the site. Our owners, the Neville brothers, who are Wexford born and bred, they have been looking at this site for 26 years. They first looked at it in 1999. And that is how long and how difficult it's been a process to get permissions to build a fresh links golf course on site in Ireland. Absolutely, in terms of sustainability and being incredibly sensitive to that area. So obviously they brought on board Dana and Jason. They were very excited about a fresh site in Ireland for links golf course not being a rebuild. So their piece of land to do what they will with. And what is fresh about this one is it's not a classic Irish links that works through dunes. It works away from the beaches of Curraclough where the dunes are and heads up into the high points of the Irish farmland, sand-based Irish farmland. So it has a lot of high points and a lot of large green complexes. That's a characteristic Dana and Jason have built into it. And then it works its way back down to the coastline again. So at the high points, there's some beautiful views of all of the local beaches and the coastline. So different in that respect. Doesn't work through the dunes, works away from them, up to the higher points of Irish farm, classic Irish farmland, sand-based, and then back down.
Yeah. And it's along the coastline?
Absolutely, yeah. So the starting point, hole number one, is at a high point which backs onto the beach. And that's where our club host location will be. So it's on Curraghclough Beach to start with, and then it works away from it and comes back to it. So it's directly on the southeast coast, yeah.
How high are the dunes there?
Curiously, actually not the highest in Ireland. When you go to visit places like Belmullet and Carn and up in the northeast, you have some huge dunes. They're gentler in the southeast coast. They are gentler. The beaches, however, are beautiful, second to none. Absolutely beautiful.
What other things are in that area?
So that's one of the things about bringing golf to the southeast, which is interesting. The townships are smaller. Golf has visited the southwest and the northeast for an awful long time now. So the infrastructure in those townships has developed over the decades to greet golf. Yes, it's become a massive industry for them. In the southeast, the townships rely on other industries, farming, hospitality. So therefore, it's a different identity. So Curraghclough, for example, as a town, or a wee village, it just has its church, a classic church. It just has one good pub. It just has a tiny, small local hotel and small smattering of local village people. So largely undisturbed. So it's Irish culture undiluted.
And what else is in that area aside from golf? Is there anything... Say a couple comes over and one plays and one doesn't. What else is in that area that is highlighted?
Yeah, so the local or the closest town or large town is Wexford itself, and that's a port town. So that would have been, that has a lot of history in terms of the industry that's gone through it, through the port. That's a lovely place to visit. But equally, what's interesting about Wexford as a county is it's where a lot of the Irish people have gone historically for their vacations, because it's a warm climate and the beaches are so very beautiful. So that's what it's renowned for, its beaches. So anybody who's not a golfer is going to have a lot of lovely days on the beach.
Are there plenty of accommodations there?
Absolutely. Our own hotel group, Neville Hotel Group, has 6 in the area. So absolutely, yeah. So in terms of accommodating people at all levels of sort of price point and hotel, yes, no shortage whatsoever.
That's good to know, right? That's an important element. And talk about the architects. Have they done anything else in Ireland? To my recollection, I can't think. This is their only project in Ireland.
This is Dana and Jason's first project in Ireland. And I would have said they were very excited to get a link site to do it on. It's rare that a designer's introduction into a country for golf course design is on a link site. Oftentimes it's parkland, they're just so few and far between. So they've had an opportunity to break into Irish golf, but also doing it in a very traditional way on a link site. So they're excited about that.
So this must be exciting for you, having been in the golf business for decades and now coming as Druids Glen in Curraghclough. Does Druids Glen, do they have accommodations there?
We have a lovely 5-star hotel on Druids Glen, 145 bedrooms, and then there's obviously a lovely spa and a very nice health centre as well. So everything is catered for on Druids Glen Resort itself. In relation to Curraghclough Links, it has a lovely boutique 49-bedroom hotel, the Ravenport it's called, and that's already in place and already trading. So that's been open over a year and a half or more. So both destinations have a dedicated hotel.
Good to know. And of course, the planned opening is only a few months before what will be the Ryder Cup in 2027 at Adair Manor. So that makes sense to be open and ready for play in April of 2027.
Absolutely. As you know, it's not the first time the Ryder Cup has come to Ireland, and it's a massive part of our golf culture. We've been blessed to have amazing golf Ryder Cup players down through the years. And obviously, Rory, the current leader of the pack and a talisman for the Ryder Cup. So any significant golf operation wanting to launch in the next year or so is obviously looking to take advantage of that window. So yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you launch in mid-2027 when the Ryder Cup's coming a couple of months later? Absolutely.
A lot of exciting things in golf happening in Ireland, right, Edward? So you're at the right place at the right time, don't you think?
I think so, yeah. I think the stars have aligned here. I think the grow-in, the way it's gone at Curraghclough Links, the fact that we can confidently launch at that time, I walked the golf course last Friday, and all of the greens we can put on already, so they're fully completely grown in, and all construction and all areas are seeded, all fairways are in place. So it's having the confidence to know that you can meet your delivery date, and then obviously having that align with all that's happening around the Ryder Cup of the Dair. Amazing, great time.
Very exciting indeed. Continued success and enjoy this adventure. Edward Doyle, Director of Golf, Druids Glen and Curraghcloe. Thanks so much for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you, Anne. It's been a pleasure.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.